The East Ottertail Telephone Company in Perham serves about 17,000 consumers in the heart of Minnesota Lake Country. Many of its customers still have copper phone lines installed in the 1950s and 60s, but about 80 customers scattered among the lakes and small farms have taken a quantum leap to the future. They have fiber optic cable directly to their homes. Marlon Brutlug is one of the customers in the Fiber to the Home project. He logs onto the internet from the den of his log home in rural Ottertail County several times a day.
I'm in contact with a teacher in Michigan, and then my family in different parts in St. Louis and Washington, D.C. We communicate this way. It's cheaper than making a phone call every time, and more fun.
The fiber optic connection provides high-speed data transmission, up to 6 phone lines to each home, as well as cable television and video conferencing capability. Marlon Brutlug is a retired teacher. For him, the fiber is a quality of life improvement, faster internet service, and better television reception. Companies like East Ottertail Telephone see advanced telecommunications as the economic future of rural areas. Operations Director Don Swenson says people have been moving from small towns to Minnesota cities for 20 years. He thinks technology can bring people back.
There is a migration of people from the metro areas wanting to come back to small towns, and with the telecommunications that are available, they can do that, and they can be a professional and have a market in Minneapolis, St. Paul, but yet operate their business from a place like Perm or New York Mills.
The federal government is funding part of the pilot Fiber to the Home project through the Agriculture Department's Rural Utility Service. Adam Glodner is deputy administrator of the RUS. He says policymakers have not committed to providing universal access to high-speed broadband technology.
We do encourage the development of technologies that would bring broadband to the home at reasonable cost to help meet the increasing demand by rural citizens who recognize more than probably citizens in urban or suburban areas, that telecommunications shrinks time, distance, and space.
Glodner says in many cases, rural areas have better access to high-speed telecommunication services than people in urban areas. A Bemidji company is betting its future on public demand for high-tech connections to the home. Optical Solutions is the leader in developing affordable electronics that will allow fiber optic cable to tie into the home's existing telephone wiring. Company marketing director Keith Carlson says demand is growing, and it's a race with huge markets at stake.
I mean, realistically, you could look at it and say every house in America, every house in the world, potentially, obviously, that comes out to an almost uncomprehendable number. You know, it's billions of dollars, no doubt about it. You know, that's the type of market that's sitting there, and obviously, there are a lot of people moving in the same direction.
Rural telephone providers say there's little doubt there will be demand for high-speed data and video in rural areas. The question is how they will pay for it in an increasingly competitive, deregulated industry. Don Swenson says rural telephone providers who are struggling to compete with telecommunications giants will be forced to pay the cost of installing the advanced technology.
I think we're going to be left up to our own designs and our own wherewithals to try to continue to provide cutting-edge technology and service to the rural areas. I don't think we're going to see a lot of subsidization from the federal government or the state.
Swenson says it's inevitable high-tech communication will come to rural areas, but without government subsidies, the process will be slow, and some people may be bypassed by the information superhighway. I'm Dan Gunderson, Main Street Radio.